So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with another machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham in a later Mishnah. Dam shenichnas lehechel l'chaper pasul. If blood of a chatas, which must be applied outside on the mizbech achitzim, was brought inside into the heichel, the chatas becomes pasul. As the pasuk states, v'chol chatas asher yuvim midame el oil moed l'chaper b'kodesh loy seichel be'esh tisarf. And there's a three-way machlekes as to whether other kabbanis also became pasul this way. Rekiva holds. All outside karbanos whose blood was brought into the heichel become pasul, because the letter vav in the word b'chol is superfluous to include all karbanos. While the chacham hold chatas bulvad pasul, only chatas becomes pasul, but all other karbanos remain kosher. Rabbi Eliezer adds, af ha'asham shenichnas dam lefnim pasul, and asham also becomes pasul because there is a hekesh from chatas to asham in the pasuk kachatas ka'asham teira achas yilhem. Now, the Gemara explains the opinion of the Chacham that Ashem Shenichnas Dam Lefnim Kasher, and Ashem remains Kasher because the Hekesh of Kechatas Ka'ashem teaches another halacha, that Ashem Toin Smicha like a Chatas, and Ashem also requires the owner to lean his hands on the animal's head. But the Hekesh does not also teach Ashem Shenichnas Dam Lefnim Pasul because the Pasuk begins with V'chol Chatas Ashayuv Midama, and the word Midama, both letters Mem and He are superfluous, and they come to exclude the following. Only a chatas becomes pasul, but if the blood of other karbanos, even an ashram, was brought into the heichel, they do not become pasul. The chatas becomes pasul only if its blood was brought inside, but the chatas does not become pasul if its meat was brought into the heichel. While Rabbi Yezah holds, the Hekesh does teach ashram shenichnas dam lefnim pasul because dam dama loy darish. Only the letter mem is superfluous, but the letter he is not superfluous, and therefore we can only derive one drasha of dam of lei besara, but not dam shel zu b'lei dam shel acher. The Gemara proceeds and applies the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham regarding ashem shalei lishmai to another hekesh in the pasuk of mincha. Kodesh kodeshem hi kechatas v'cha ashem. A mincha is compared to both chatas v'ashem. According to the Chacham that hold ashem shalei lishmai kasher, the hekesh refers to shalei lishma and makes the following distinction. Minchas chayte harehi kechatas, lafikach kamtza shalei lishma psula. A minchas chayte is compared to a chatas, and therefore, if the kamitza was shalei lishma, it is pasul. While minchas nedava harehi ka'asham, lafikach kamtza shalei lishma kashera. A voluntary mincha is compared to an ashram, and therefore, if the kamitza was shalei lishma, it remains kasher. While according to Rabbi Yezer, the hekesh cannot refer to shalei lishma because both chatas va'asham shalei lishma are pasul. Therefore, we must say that this hekesh refers to shalei b'kli sharis. If after the kmitza the kohen did not put the kaimitz into a utensil, but rather carried it by hand to the mizbech to be burned, in which there is a machlekes. The Tanakama holds psula. The mincha becomes invalid because, as Rashi explains, shamanoches hukshu lizvachem litoin arba avoidis kmitza keneged shchita, matan kaimitz beklisharis keneged kabal sadam, haylacha keneged haylacha, haktara keneged zrika. A mincha requires the equivalent of the four avodas performed with zvachim animal kabbanis, which also includes matan kaimitz b'kli, to put the kaimitz into a utensil which corresponds to kabbalas adam, receiving the blood into a kli. For b'shimin machsher, the mincha remains valid because the pasuk states kodesh kodeshim hikachatzas v'cha ashem. A mincha is compared to both the chatas and the ashem, and that the kohen has two options in how to perform the halacha carrying the kaimitz to the mizbeach. Either bola if the biyad if the biyamin kachatas, the kohen can perform halacha and haktaras kaimitz without a kli, but if he does that, he can only be done with his right hand, like a chatas in which the kohen uses his right hand to apply the blood to the kranos hamizbeach, or b'kli ayv de b'smol ka'asham. The kohen can perform halacha and haktaras hakaimitz with a kli, and in that case it can be held in either hand, like an asham in which the kohen holds the kli in either hand and sprinkles the blood onto the mizbeach. And Reb Shimon's source for minchas chayte shalei lishma psula is in the pasuk of minchas chayte that states v'kamatz hakohen mimenu v'leikum tzei es as kadrasa v'hikter hamizbeach al ishei Hashem chatas hi. The word he implies li'ikuva, that lishma is mandatory for a minchas chayte. The Gemara proceeds with a second machlek is mentioned in the first Mishnah regarding Shalei Lishma. The Tanakhama holds, Kal Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shalei Lishma Kisherim, Chutz Min HaPesach V'Achatas. All karbanos that were slaughtered with intent for another karban are valid, aside from Pesach V'Achatas that were slaughtered with intent for another karban are not valid. However, according to the Tanakhama, other karbanos that were slaughtered with intent for Pesach V'Achatas are valid. While Yosi Ben Chayni says, HaNeshchat L'Shem Pesach U'L'Shem Chatas Psun. Other karbanos that were slaughtered on Yudal Nisan with intent for Pesach, or on any other day with intent for Chatas, these karbanos do become invalid. Because as Rashi in the Mishnah explains, Shekein hu pasul l'shem acher. Since Pesach b'chatas become possible by a machshava for other karbanas, likewise other karbanas become possible by a machshava for Pesach b'chatas. The Gemara proceeds with a brayis in which Rabbi Yezer holds, like Yosi ben Chayni, that acherim l'shem Pesach psulin, and there is a machlekes in Rabbi Yezer's opinion regarding acherim l'shem chatas. Rabbi Yechiden holds, Yosi ben Chayni v'Rabbi Yezer amr davar echad. Rabbi Yezer holds completely like Yosi ben Chayni, even regarding acherim l'shem chatas psulin. Because in the Reish of the brayis, Rabbi Yezer gives the following reasoning for acherim l'shem Pesach pasul. Because shekeinu pasul l'shem acherim, and this reasoning also applies to chatas. While Rabbi holds, b'acherim l'shem chatas pligi. Rabbi Yezer disagrees partially with Yosi ben Chayni and holds Achem L'Shem Chatzis Ksherim. Because in the Seif of the Brayis, Rabbi Yezer gave a different reasoning for Achem L'Shem Pesach Pasul, because She'en a Kasher L'Shmai Ela B'Zmanai. A Pesach L'Shem Pesach is Kasher only on Yudal Nisan, but on other days, even a Pesach L'Shem Pesach is Pasul. Therefore, Hayel V'Hu Pasul L'Shmai, Dinu She'yivs L'Achem L'Shmai. Since even a Pesach L'Shem Pesach is Pasul, other Karbonos L'Shem Pesach also become Pasul. And this reasoning does not apply to chatas because she king sheru l'shma kol hashana kula. A chatas l'shem chatas is always kasher. Therefore, other karbanas l'shem chatas also remain kasher. The Mishnah proceeds with a third machloikis in the first Mishnah. The Tanakhama holds kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shelo l'shma ksherim chutz min ha-pesach ba-chatas. While Shimon Achiazariah says it depends. Shachton l'shem gevayim mehen ksherim l'shem namach mehen psulin. A carbon slaughtered for the sake of another carbon with a higher level of kedusha is kasher. But if it was slaughtered for the sake of another carbon with a lower level of kedusha, it is pasul. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzat, kachim kachim shashachn l'shem kachim kalim psulin. If kachim kachim, such as a carbon oil, was brought for the sake of kachim kalim, a lower level of kedusha, such as a carbon shlam, it is pasul. But kachim kalim shashachn l'shem kachim kachim ksherim. If kachim kalim, such as a carbon shlam, was brought for the sake of kachim kachim, a higher level of kedusha, such as a carbon oil, it is kasher. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes, "Habachayev ha-meister shashachn l'shem shlam ksherim, shlam shashachn l'shem b'chayev l'shem meister psulin." If a b'chayev, a firstborn animal or meister, a carbon separated as a tenth of one's flock, was brought for the sake of a shlam, which is a higher level of kedusha, it's kasher. But if a shlam was brought for the sake of a b'chayev or meister, which is a lower level of kedusha, it is pasul. And the Gemara explains the source for Shimon Achiazari's opinion of l'shem gevayim and ksherin, l'shem namach and psulin, is derived from the following pasuk. The words Yirimu and B'lo Yichalu imply only B'moyer Mehenei Mischalan, however B'namach Mehen Mischalan. The Gemara inquires in Shimon Achiazari's opinion regarding L'shem Gevayim and K'sherim. Does he use the term K'sherim as the Tanakhama does to mean K'sherim Ve'imaratzen? The carbon is valid but does not fulfill the owner's obligation. So in the case of L'shem Gevayim Mehen they agree, and the Machlok is only in the case of L'shem Namach Mehen, where according to the Tanakhama, K'sherim Ve'imaratzen. And according to Shimon Achiazariah, psulin means psulin legamri, completely invalid. Or he used the term ksherin to mean ksherin umaratzen. The carbon is valid and it also fulfills the owner's obligation. And the machlekes is in both cases as follows. L'shem gevayim mehen, according to the Tanakhama, ksherin ve'ein maratzen. And according to Shimon Achiazariah, ksherin umaratzen. L'shem namach mehen, according to the Tanakhama, ksherin ve'ein maratzen. And according to Shimon Achiazariah, psulin legamri. The Gemara seeks to bring several proofs from our Mishnah, but the question remains unresolved. The next Mishnah is reviewed in the next daf.